This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Class, you have no idea. In the 50 years, over 50 years I've known Bert, he hasn't changed one iota. He sent me the talking points in Japanese. Oh, jeez.
Vince, that was artificial intelligence. I think I pushed the wrong button. Now, how did you know it was Japanese and not Chinese?
Oh, gosh. Trade secret. But, Bert, seriously, I mentioned that, you know, I talked to you and... you know, yesterday, and for the first time in our entire lives together, I heard a concern in your voice like I have never heard before, and it has to do with the tremendous weather conditions, the pouring rain, the flooding, etc., that you are experiencing. And I just, are you okay?
Yeah, you know, it's, I hate to complain. It's just very stressful, though, because it's these huge storms. And it's funny, the ones they say, well, this one won't be so bad, that's the worst one. And the one they say, oh, this is the worst one we've seen in 7 years. Well, bad, but not quite. So you don't know what to expect. The wind's all over the map, and, you know, different communities in here in California are getting hit differently. For instance, the city of San Jose, and I think they measure it at the airport, is actually below normal for rainfall, below average, which is very weird because San Francisco's like at 4x average. So there's, you know, just some weird wind patterns, and San Jose is always a little shadowed by the weather, but it's just, you know, that's a little strange. And where I am, I'm closer to the mountains. We're, you know, getting deluged, but it's, you know, it happens. It's just that it's been one storm after another. And you know, it's stressful because here's what happens, and this is something, you know, everyone here on the West Coast can appreciate, is you go through a lot of years without rain, and there's just stuff that you don't think about that probably needed maintenance or, you know, your roof repaired or something leaking or something that's, you know, going to break that you keep outdoors, whatever. And the storm hits and all that stuff gets clobbered. So, you know, if you had the same weather every winter, I think you'd be a little more prepared for it. But the fact that, you know, I guess the analogy is, when you haven't had rain in a few months and all these drivers are out on the road, the road's slick, drivers aren't used to it, and you have huge accidents the first day of rain. Well, it's similar to that for your home. So all kinds of things. Then add to that something we talk about in class a lot, power failures. And we've had a number of power failures throughout the storm, throughout different communities, all the same things. You know, tree limbs falling down on power lines, or in one case, it was somebody launched a balloon, which, Vince, I don't know if you know, a lot of balloons for kids' birthday parties that are metalized. So a balloon gets stuck in a power line, shorts out the two 220-volt conductors on, you know, usually that's typically right at the top the uppermost lines on your power lines, shorts them out. I mean, I'm looking at the picture, and, you know, the balloon blows up, but it also blew out the transformer, and the whole community was out of electricity for 6 hours because, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but a kid's balloon went flying. And so we've had a lot of power problems. And, in fact, I was just advising some friends who are asking me what to do to turn off your major appliances, even though they go, well, the power's off. Why would I turn them off? Well, turn them off so when the power comes on, that surge that's inevitably there doesn't damage anything. And then I went on to talk about a whole house full, you know, the in-panel surge protector. I mean, you can't probably do it immediately, although if you could get down to the hardware store, you can do it immediately. But it's, Vince, it's the easiest thing to put in your panel. It's even easier than a circuit breaker, Vince, because a circuit breaker, if it's a 220 breaker, you got to screw two wires onto it. If it's a surge protector, the only wire you have to screw in is a neutral wire, which is the easiest wire of all, because it's not hot. I'm not advising doing it without turning off your main breaker, but you could, because you just clip it in a spare slot, connect that neutral wire, and you're done. That's how easy it is. And you're protecting your whole house from surges right at the earliest point you can, right at the panel. So we talk about it all the time in class, but it's important now with all the power failures going on to do it. So there you have it, Vince. So today we have a little bit of break, but I'm looking at the radar, and there's a storm coming in tonight. So we're nowhere near done with this band of storms.
I guess that's my cue. A couple quick comments. One of the things that I absolutely despise is these helium balloons. I despise them. Children do not need these helium balloons. You know, they're not old enough to appreciate them. And 100% of them end up someplace to destroy the environment. 100%. We waste helium. 100% of it leaks out. 100%. Once that balloon's filled, that helium escapes into the air. It's not necessary. Helium is used in the production of manufacturing of many devices, many things that you consume. So it's not necessary to. It's a sin to waste it. That's number one. Number two. When that child, that 1 or 2 year old, lets go, wee, off it goes. It lands somewhere. It goes higher and higher and higher until the volume of the helium bursts the balloon, and then it is no longer lighter than air and falls down to the earth. And it ends up in the waterways, and the large fish eat it. And it lands on farmland sometimes, and the cows eat it and can get sick or die. It's not necessary. It's dumb. It should be against the law to manufacture those stupid things. You don't need a black balloon for your 40th birthday. You don't need one for an anniversary. You don't need one for a child's birthday party. It's not necessary, and it's stupid, number one. It really makes me angry because I have to pick these darn things up so the cows don't die. And the people who let these balloons go or buy them have no idea that the danger that they are unleashing on other people.
Now, Vince, where are they coming from? Are they coming from Kansas? Because Missourians wouldn't do that, would they?
Nobody I know. So they're coming from the west. And they go east, you know, the prevailing winds. Here's another thing, though, Bert. When you're talking about the whole house surge protector, I agree with you. It's easier than adding a double breaker, a 240 volt breaker. It is. But, class, do not do it without shutting off the electricity. Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Okay? There are people who will install and work on wiring with the with the main breaker still on, don't do it. You can electrocute yourself. And when you do it, you only use one hand. So if you're right-handed, you use just your right hand. And keep your left hand at your side. And wear shoes, not flip-flops. Wear shoes that will insulate you from the floor that you're going to be standing on. Because if you're standing on concrete, the path of the hot will go from your hand, if you touch something in the panel that's hot, through your hand, through your chest, down through your feet, your legs, and to the ground. That's where your heart is, in the middle of that. Don't do it. Okay? Don't do it without shutting the circuit breaker off, and use one hand. Because if you use two hands, if you're leaning against the panel with one hand, and you accidentally touch a hot leg of the panel with your other hand, the path is from, let's say, your right hand across your heart to your left hand. It's like playing with suicide. Don't do it. One hand. And you're talking about, Bert, power outages, brownouts. And on the phone, you had mentioned that, and in class, you mentioned that you had 70 volts at your house.
That was a storm a couple of weeks ago, one of the first of these series. And I was a little surprised, because normally you either see the power go out or be in. And I still don't know if that's from the transformer malfunctioning, or they thought they're doing you a favor and they bring power in from another sector of the grid, but there's a voltage drop. Can't explain it, but it happened in my neighborhood a few weeks ago, and then it just happened yesterday to the next neighborhood over from me, in a apartment complex. They had the same thing. And the guy's a ham radio operator. He called me up, and he's my friend. And, he asked if he could put some food in my refrigerator. I said, well, problem is mine might be next. And the best thing you do is keep your refrigerator closed and don't open it. And he said, well, my ice cream's melted. I go, well, that goes first. Maybe your pot roast in there is still solid. So anyway, to make a long story short, he had the same effect. He was getting half voltage, or, you know, two-thirds. You know, he was, I think he said he was around 65. And I said, well, why don't you unplug the refrigerator? Because I'm not sure that's good for it. And also that'll protect it. So when the power goes back on, it won't be hit with the surge. And just hope that everything stays cold. And I think he's okay now. The power did go back on. But, Vince, I'm not sure. That's something for us to investigate, probably me, because it's happening out on the West Coast. Why all of a sudden we're getting these, what they used to call brownouts, where the voltage is lowered? Because I had never seen it before. You know, it would either be there or not be there, not getting 60 volts or 70 volts.
I believe the problem is at the substation, Bert, and I believe it's transformer related. And you gave the correct advice, which is unplug your devices. And, you know, just shutting your computer off with a push switch on the front panel is not shutting it off. That's just disconnecting most of the electricity to it. It's still running. It's still connected to the network. The network light is still on. Your router is still plugged in. Unplug all those things until power comes back on and stabilized for a while. And 70 volts will destroy a refrigerator.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Bert's with us, electrical engineer, patent holder, radio frequency design in Silicon Valley, California. I've known him for over 50 years. Bert, you're talking about this. I know this is not what we're going to discuss, but I think it's really, really important. It's practical information, class, something that you can do something about. So I've been talking about the voltage, the overvoltage here at our farm, and I have a trip light, TRIPP-LITE, automatic voltage regulator that's connected to our refrigeration equipment in the kitchen. And I'm watching it. It's got five LEDs. And if the voltage is very low, one LED lights up. If it's low, two LEDs light up in a bar graph. If it's normal, that would be the low, and the normal light will light up. If it's high, the fourth light will light up. And if it's very high, the fifth. So I look at this all the time. I just ran out to the kitchen to check. And right now we have a high voltage condition. It's more than normal. The normal voltage, as we've said many times on USA Prepares, is 100 in North America, 120 volts plus or minus 5%. That's the tolerance. That's the range. Anything outside that is potentially damaging to your equipment. That's a low of 114 volts to a high of 126. Okay. That being said, here's what happened. So our son went to help one of the farmers. She couldn't get anybody to help her, and her freezer shut down. She had a 10-foot extension cord, 16-gauge, connected to an 18-gauge plug cord for her chest freezer. And the connection, the end of the extension cord melted to where the plug was. It burned up. So it turned black. It literally melted. And I believe I know what the cause is. The overvoltage condition that we're experiencing in our village here in Missouri is causing electric motors to draw more current. So the weak point in that electrical connection is the female end of a 10-foot extension cord and the plug, the male plug of the freezer. And the overvoltage condition, more than 120 volts, causes the electric motor in the compressor to draw more current, and I believe about 60% more than normal. So when that motor starts up, it normally draws 2 to 3 times more than the running current, and then 60% more than that was more than the extension cord could handle and burned up. That's my analysis, and I believe it's accurate. So, Bert, this overvoltage and undervoltage condition, and undervoltage, that 70 volts that you're seeing, is going to burn up compressor motors as well, meaning refrigeration.
Yeah, and I'm surprised PG&E's allowing it to happen. And again, I'm guessing they're doing it intentionally. It may be something unintentional on just how the transformers are configured when something goes out on them.
Okay, so what I'm the whole point of this, Bert, is we need to actually pay attention to our electricity. We can't just assume. No longer can we assume that everything's good, and the wiring that comes to your house is providing 120 and 240 volts. You can't assume that anymore because it's no longer true. It's unstable, at least in our area. It's unstable. And it's never been like this. This is new. This is a relatively new phenomenon that, it's happening probably over the last, year, it's been getting more and more unstable. This is a big deal. And, Bert and class, a surge protector cannot help you at all, not one iota, if your voltage is 70 volts. It can't help you. It can't help you if your voltage is 320 up to 329 volts, because the best surge protectors in the world start attenuating at 330 volts.
Yeah. Vince, what will help, and of course this is a very small percent of people, but if you do have a solar panel that's large enough and you can flip it, or it automatically flips off the grid, and you're supplying your home through your panel, hopefully you have a good high-quality inverter. The inverter's the device that basically sits between your panels and your, electrical wiring. Then you're going to keep your home regulated through your own private system, and you're disconnected from the grid power.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a minute when we come back. I've got a comment about that, because I have that system. But there's an interesting aspect to that that I think most people don't know about. We'll be right back.
Like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Representative Kevin McCarthy has been negotiating with Republicans, offering fresh concessions to win support for House Speaker, yet no deal in the GOP-controlled chamber after a third day of voting. They will continue today. After millions of illegal immigrants have been allowed into the country by the Biden administration and the commander-in-chief stopping all progress on the southern border, leaving America vulnerable, the president announced Thursday he will visit the border in El Paso, Texas.
I will visit the border myself this Sunday in El Paso to assess border enforcement operations, meet with the local officials and community leaders, and the folks at the border sending me what they need that they don't have.
The National Football League has announced the game between Buffalo and Cincinnati will not be resumed and has been canceled. This has injured player DeMar Hamlin's health continues to improve. Lance Pry, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
First of all, and Bert, you made an excellent point. Truly, truly outstanding. Let me flesh out some of the details. So for solar systems, there's three major categories. There's the off-grid, which means that you don't have the grid. You just have your solar panels, your charge controller, your inverter, your battery bank, and you are self-sufficient. You don't need the grid at all. That's one type. Then there's another type, which is on-grid. And that's grid tied as well. And what that means is you've got solar panels and you have an inverter that will convert your direct current solar panel electricity to AC and push it onto the grid. And then the grid becomes your battery bank. So you push it onto the grid, and if you need it, you get it from the grid. And that works great as long as the grid's there. And it requires the clock, the 60-cycle clock, from the grid in order to operate. And here's the other system, though, and that's the one we have. We have the third type, which is called hybrid, which is off-grid, on-grid, and we can sell to the grid. We can use the grid as our battery, and we have our own battery bank. But here's the thing. If we go to sell electricity to the grid, we have to have a higher voltage than the grid has. So if the grid has, let's say, 120 volts coming into the farm, and we're going to sell electricity, we have to be at a higher voltage to push the current toward the grid. If it were a lower voltage, the grid would be pushing electricity to our system and could burn it up. So the bottom line is it has to be a higher voltage. Now, here's the problem. In our system, if you're selling to the grid and the grid's 120 volts, let's say we sell back at 121 volts. All is good. But if they're at 135.7, we have to be higher than that. And that can burn up our equipment. It's a problem. And I don't think anybody was really that concerned in the engineering department about these way, way outside of bounds voltages, like the low of 70 volts that you and your neck of the woods you're experiencing, Bert, and the 135.7 that we're experiencing here on our farm, in our village.
Yeah. Well, hopefully the inverter takes care of that voltage issue, but you bring up an interesting point. What would happen if you were on your panel and you were you were in a period where you were selling power back to the grid and the grid has a malfunction and goes to 70? I'm not sure if that's even safe. Who knows what's happening there? And are you helping the system by pumping a higher voltage in? Does it get brought down very quickly once it travels over the lines? You bring up an interesting question, Vince, is what would happen if you were attempting to sell back during one of those low voltage periods?
Okay. I've got a partial answer for you. Every solar system that is connected to the grid is required to have a disconnect that the utility company can come to the outside of your building and turn a switch, pull a lever, do something to disconnect your system from the grid. And the reason for that is the multiplier effect. A transformer will take a high voltage, I'm just making this up, let's say 1,200 volts, and step it down to 120 volts. But the opposite is true as well. So what happens is, if you push 120 volts onto the system, it is multiplied by that same number, let's say 10, and now it becomes 1,200 volts. So what happens is, people who have generators, and they go, I don't need a transfer switch, I don't need to disconnect my household wiring from the grid, I'll just take up a double male plug on an extension cord, plug one end into the generator and other end into one of the outlets in my house, fire up the generator. And then what happens is, when the grid is off, that seems to be okay, except for the fact that that customer is pushing voltage onto the grid, which is multiplied by the transformer, which could kill a guy working on the lines, you know, in a bucket overhead. This is craziness is what's happening, Bert. But you're absolutely right with that point. Class, when I ran for the board of directors of Laclede Electric Cooperative, one of the things that I don't think they fully understand was I wanted to protect the linemen. I wanted to protect them from stupidity like this. I wanted to make sure that anybody that had a generator could come to a free class and learn about how to install it and how to make it right, which really means a transfer switch, which is a break before make switch. But we don't do that. We don't have a board of directors that is on the ball enough to know how to do that. It's really frustrating. Bert, we didn't cover very much of what you wanted to cover today.
Well, Vince, I will solve one riddle for class. The agenda item under cryptocurrencies in Japanese was New Year greeting, Happy New Year's. So to all of class, happy, and to everyone, we're hopefully giving some useful advice to how to protect your home and your family, your electrical system. Happy New Year. Let's hope 2020. 23 is a good year. 22 was a problematic year for almost everybody. So what's that saying? It can only get better? So happy new year.
I don't think so, Bert. I've been telling the class that today is as good as it's going to get. Tomorrow's going to be worse. And frankly, that's what's been happening.
Vince, update. I know we talk about Teslas a lot, and we were prepared to talk about the story of during one of these storms out here in California. We have a beautiful highway called Highway 1, goes up and down the coast. Anyone coming out here, I suggest take a ride on that road. It's just absolutely gorgeous. Anyway, a driver in a Tesla Model Y was driving his family on the road during the storm, and the Tesla drove off the cliff and fell down 250 feet, Vince, and they survived. Partly, I think it was luck on how the car bounced. Partly, it was because it's apparently a well-built car. But, Vince, we were prepared to talk about how, you know, the navigation is creating these accidents, and I'm sad to say it was a California doctor with his family trying to kill himself and his entire family, driving the Tesla off the cliff, down the embankment, down the cliff. Car survived. They were rescued in a daring rescue by California Highway Patrol and rescue workers and firemen. They all survived. Car doesn't look too good, but it saved their life. And we still don't know why this doctor was trying to murder his entire family. So, you know, if we find out, we don't know. You know, people do things like that. Sometimes there is no explanation, Vince. It's just you can bang your head on the wall trying to figure out why somebody does something like that. But the Tesla Model Y did survive, and the family all survived.
I wouldn't say that they survived because this 250-foot drop, as it's been reported, because it was a Tesla. I wouldn't say that, had they been in a Ford something or other or a General Motors something or other, they would have died. I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't attribute their survival to the Tesla. I would not. I saw the vehicle, and it was a crumpled mess. So, you know, the sheet metal and the plastic and the aluminum and all absorbed the impact. I mean, it's a crumpled mess. It's kind of like taking aluminum foil and crumpling it into a ball. That's almost what this thing looked like. So a lot of the kinetic energy was absorbed by the deformation of the metal. But I'm sure this thing bounced and tumbled, and it's amazing that everybody survived. There's no question about it. But I would not, I don't want to let people think that, you know, had they been driving something else, like a pickup truck, that they would have been dead. We can't say that.
Yeah, they do say the car had flipped several times. Mm-hmm. So, boy, that's pretty horrific, 250 feet flipping going down the hill.
Yeah. And they
don't know for sure, but they think, again, they can only estimate these things, but that's why these guys get paid, the accident investigators. They're estimating that it was going 80 miles an hour.
So, obviously, the one behind the wheel should be arrested. I've been on that highway. It is quite scenic. My opinion is the driver, the operator behind the wheel, should be arrested for attempted murder, right?
Yeah. Hopefully spend the rest of his miserable life in jail. I don't know why somebody does something like that. But, Vince, there's a lot of reports, though, of, with the severe weather, with Teslas getting stuck, and of course it's been cold out here as well because it's winter. So you know, it's just an ongoing problem with electrical vehicle technology that hopefully will work out. You know, I've said that in the interim, the best, I think, compromise where you have sort of the best of all worlds is a basically a hybrid plug-in where you have a much smaller battery pack, so you're helping the environment. You basically have two gas tanks. You got your battery pack for electrical power, and you got a traditional gas tank for powering the gasoline engine. Your range is it's pretty high. Even without filling up, some of these ranges are estimated 400 miles between the gas and electric combined. So I think that's maybe the best interim technology, and long-term, we might be going hydrogen, where your fuel is hydrogen powering an electrical engine, but that might still be 10 or 20 years in the future before we can do that, and of course, we'd have to build hydrogen infrastructure, how we make the hydrogen and how we dispense the hydrogen in the stores, but 20 years from now, that's what you might be doing is filling up with hydrogen vents as you drive down Interstate 70 going over to Kansas to complain against the people who released those balloons on your farm.
Okay. Yeah, I just did a quick calculation. My very best car that I've ever owned, and I've owned some great, great marquees, Lotus, Maserati, Ferrari, Porsche. I've owned some great ones. But the very best one I've ever owned is a plain Jane Mercedes 1996. That's my daily driver. 1996. It is E300D. It's a mid-size E-Class. Stands for executive. It doesn't mean fancy. It's just a plain Jane. Gets 40 miles to the gallon, has a 16-gallon tank, 640 miles on a tank. I think that's the way to go. We'll be right back.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. we now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Class Burt's with us. And when I say that Mercedes 1996 E300D, D as in diesel, is the best option, that's for me. That doesn't mean for everybody. That just means for me. And Burt, I got to ask you a question. So it's a 1996, so it's a certified antique, right, in terms of automobiles, right? That vehicle has 270,000 miles on it, 270,000. It's got the original wheel bearings, the original seats. It doesn't have the original tires, but it has the original engine, transmission, drivetrain. You know, it's had replacement batteries and tires and serpentine belt, and I changed the thermostat to a couple degrees lower so the engine would last even longer. And my question for you, and it's had replacement brakes. Other than that, it's the same vehicle.
Yeah.
So the question is, how do you think an electric vehicle or a hybrid would go 270,000 miles, you know, with virtually no problems whatsoever?
Yeah, Vince, here's my take on it. Yes and no. And the yes and no is the battery. If you take the battery out of the equation, I believe, because of just simple lack of, I mean, the number of moving parts that wear out, electric vehicles just have so few parts. The motors are extremely reliable. Batteries are obviously the issue. The batteries are going to be 5 to 10 years lifetime, and not only that, we don't know how to recycle them properly, and it's difficult finding the rare earth minerals to make them. So the batteries are the issue. So that's why I say yes and no. But basically, the electric vehicles, if you take out the battery, extremely reliable, and I think they could last a long time. And at some point, you know, it's going to be normal where people just say, oh, you know, I'm ready for my battery, you know, replacement. Or, you know, maybe you don't do it because you trade the car in and the dealer does it. And of course, people buying used electric vehicles, that's the thing they're going to have to become aware of, is what is the age of the battery. Probably they're going to have to be putting that on the stickers, because that's a big point. The new batteries might cost alone as much as the rest of the car if it's a used vehicle. So that's Bert's take on it, Vince.
Well, let me ask you this, Bert. Do you think it's immoral for these manufacturers to excavate, dig holes in the earth, to mine and then refine these rare earth metals, which are in short supply, and put them into batteries that are going to end up in a trash heap with no plan, with no current technology figured out what to do with them. So what happens is we're destroying the earth, getting the minerals, and then we're destroying the earth with the batteries that we don't know what to do with.
Yeah.
Do you think it's? I think it's immoral. I think it's absolutely immoral. I think these people ought to burn in hell
for destroying the earth. I'm with you, Vince, but look down the road, and what I see is much smaller batteries in the car. Because whether you talk about a plug-in hybrid, like I just mentioned, or hydrogen, where hydrogen's the primary fuel, the good news is the batteries no longer have to be these massive platforms. They can be relatively small because all they're doing is they're just acting as the buffer, more or less, between the fuel source and the electric motor. So I think that will solve it, because if your battery becomes one-tenth the size, I think the problem becomes much more manageable. Vince, I know we're running out of time. How's your electrical generation? Because I'm looking at the planetary K index, which is it's basically an output plot of what's coming out of the sun. And, do you want me to tell you the punchline before you give me your answer?
You asked a question. Let me answer very quickly. I've been saying that we've been generating about 20 cents worth of electricity, for like a month. I was not quite right. 20 cents a day. Mrs. Finelli gave me the electric bill. Show me. We generated $2 worth of electricity the entire month, last month. $2. That's 6 2/3 cents of electricity a day. Not even 1 kilowatt a day. Not even one.
Yeah, well, you're syncing up, because this is about the lowest I've ever seen it for the last 4 or 5 days. Now, this may be the lull before the storm, so to say. I mean, literally, before the solar storm, because we are on an increasing solar cycle, and we are going to see more energy of different sorts being emanated from the sun. But right now, since this is the lowest I've seen it ever, if you average out the last 3 or 4 days.
I have to agree with you. And I have the electric bill to prove it. You know what the problem, Bert, is? You know what USA Prepares' biggest problem is? 2 hours a day. That's the problem. We really need three. We really do. We just flat out can't get it done. We don't have enough time to teach all of the lessons that we would like to teach. And I don't know how to fix it. I really don't. But any comments about that in the last 10 seconds?
Space Weather, Electric Power Community Dashboard, NOAA.gov.
Bert, thank you so much. I'll see you next week.
You got it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.